Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. And if you're watching on Peacock, you get to see Rich Eisen, who joins us right now. Where are you right now?
I'm at the home of FC Bayern, which is the academy of Bayern Munich. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are practicing right now. And we're here at the practice, Dan. I'm giving you access. It's the media portion of practice. So there's a bit of German media here. And what the Bucks are doing is they're showing off punting to the community.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what's here.
Can you see Brady where you are right now?
Let's see. Hold on a minute.
All right.
Round. Okay. He's in a premium uniform all the way down there.
Watch that ball.
Hold on a minute. I do have a quarterback right here. Kurt, say hi to Dan.
Hi, Kurt.
Not the one that's playing, but what's going on, Dan?
There you go.
Did Kurt play in Germany?
You can ask him yourself, Dan.
Well, my team was Amsterdam, but I did play in Germany for one of the games that I played that year.
Okay. All right.
But not here in Munich. Not here in Munich.
Yeah, that part got cut, left on the cutting room floor of his movie last year, Dan. That was not part of his movie.
How was the Hofbräu House last night?
You know, Dan, I had a lot of more beer than I'm used to. I'm fighting it today. But I'm probable, though. I'm listed as probable for Sunday's broadcast.
Okay.
2 days from now. So everything's fine. Yeah.
Peter King was there and devouring some pretzels, from what I hear.
I ran into at the Seattle practice yesterday, and he said, let's have a beer. I'm like, actually, we're going to be at the Hofbräu House tonight. And you've never lived until you've watched Peter King buy a pretzel at the Hofbräu House. And I did see that last night, Dan. That happened. I don't know if I'll make the column on Monday, but that happened. Yesterday.
Can you gauge how big the NFL is in Germany? Yeah,
no doubt. Just walking around town, People are all over in town, and they're not American. You could tell. Somebody with a German accent came up to Mooch, asked for an autograph yesterday. Here, hold on a second. Come here. Say hi to Dan Patrick. Michael Irvin, tell him how popular you are here.
Do they know the playmaker in Germany?
DP, actually...
We know what it's called, a Spielmacher. Spielmacher.
Hey, I'm still working on saying it the right way. D, you look good.
Mike, could you signal a first down for us when you were at the U? Could you do that? Here we go. Thank you.
I'm a little old now, Dan. I'm a little old. Body don't work quite.
He's now questionable for the broadcast. Okay. He's not questionable.
Thank you, Mike. Good to see you.
I love you, man. Good to see you.
Yeah,
Dan.
We're all out.
We're back with Rich Eisen.
The Spielmacher is very popular. You can tell there. You know, there's pictures of Brady literally every 2 feet you walk in this town. 3 million requests for tickets apparently were had. I met somebody who said they were 25,000th online in an online purchase for the tickets. They never made it. They never got through. I mean, it's quite something here. It's exciting.
But also, I have to look at this, talk about the game itself, the opening for the Buccaneers. All you have to do is win that division, and you're going to host a playoff game here. And, you know, Carolina winning last night in the rain sort of opens the door for Tampa. But your assessment of Tampa so far this year and what the expectation level should be in the second half is what?
Well, we're going to meet with them later, and their issue essentially, as far as I'm concerned, and I guess I should keep it in hushed tones since the running game might be behind me in some way, shape, or form, but that has been their issue. Their issue has been running the ball. I mean, Leonard Fournette had 127 yards in the opener, and he's had 280 yards since then. Brady leads the league in attempts by far. He's 38 clear of Kyler Murray, who's half his age. So they need to be more balanced. And, you know, the Seahawks, who we visited yesterday, Dan, they were like a 10-year-old hopped up on a bag of candy. Like, they were bouncing off the walls. They were just playing music loud and just having a blast. They were going to a bowling party for Drew Locke's birthday after the practice last night. I mean, they looked the part of a 4-game winning streak team yesterday. And, you know, it's the first international series game where both teams either have a piece of or have sole possession of first place against each other. So it's going to be a great game. But that's the issue with the Bucs, is they're unbalanced right now. And I don't know how sustainable that is.
When we look at European expansion, I don't know where you stand on that. But, you know, the difference between the feel you have in London and the feel you have in Germany, is there that much of a difference?
Not really. But it's just time zone issues. It's real. There really is. I mean, unless they're all filled with Russell Wilsons, they do suffer from jet lag. I mean, they really do, you know, and it's serious. It's significant. And then there's the fan base as well. I mean, God bless the Germans for being into the NFL. I mean, the Sunday night football game is going to kick off at 3 a.m. here. So I don't know how sustainable it is. Year round.
Yeah.
And I clearly don't know how sustainable it is if they don't have their own, say, European division here, how road games would be significant, to say the least. I don't know how sustainable that is, but the fans here are nuts for it, and the atmosphere is going to be crazy on Sunday, no doubt.
Should Geno Smith be an MVP candidate? And by that, I mean top five, because we could have 15 MVP candidates, but the realism of that is what?
Yeah. The realism of it is just look at his statistics. He is a top five MVP candidate.
Okay.
He has, if I'm not mistaken, just remember from my research, 7 games of 2 or more touchdowns this year. The team is a legit Super Bowl contender right now. We're just still stuck on the fact that Russ is gone, and we're still stuck on the fact that Geno was a guy who didn't pan out for the Jets. And then even he said yesterday when we spoke to him is, you know, he's been ready this whole time. he's been stuck behind three iron men, Eli, Philip Rivers, and then Russell Wilson needed to have a broken finger for him to finally get a shot. And they believe in him. They love him. They love him. The whole team feeds off of him. They love his story that he's a guy that people overlooked. That entire team feels that that's their story as well. They are absolutely for real. And I think Carroll is loving that nobody saw this coming and that everyone was writing him off too. Like, it really is a contagious feeling for that team. I felt it yesterday.
Have you been able to drive around in Germany?
You mean myself?
Yeah. Or have you gone places?
I have. I've gone around, just driven around. I took a walk in the gardens, you know, a little head clearer. Not to bring everybody down, but I did go to Dachau today to see what was going on, you know, 80 years ago. I did pass a plaque commemorating the Americans who liberated the camp on Veterans Day. It was so moving, Dan. I can't tell you how moving an experience that was to be in the memorial for Dachau. And then tonight, we're just going to go hang out and have a dinner and be around. And people here are so inviting. The whole country is really excited for it. And I feel it. I really do. You know,
how far is the concentration camp outside of Munich?
An hour.
Okay.
I went with Kurt and Warner and his wife, Kurt and Brenda and Mooch and Gail Mariucci. The five of us went today. We couldn't find the Spielmacher in time to go there. So he was doing something else, but it really was moving. And like I said, to walk past that plaque on Veterans Day today, honoring the U.S. Army soldiers who liberated the camp. You know, I took a picture of it. I truly sat down, man. And I just thought about everything going on and how lucky I am to have walked out of that camp as a Jewish man. And then to be here for a football game, you know, the export that America has on the sporting world. It's pretty cool, man. And Bayern Munich is involved in it. We're going to the home of Bayern Munich. The Seahawks are training on where Bayern Munich, the big boy club. And this is where, you know, all the youngsters who are training to hopefully join that club one day, you know, come and do their work too. It's pretty awesome, Dan.
Great.
Hope you get a chance.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Day.
Great stuff. Thanks for joining us, Rich. We appreciate it. Our best to everybody there.
Take care. Is this Seton's team? I don't know. Whose team is Bayern Munich? Which one of your guys is Bayern Munich?
Well, Paulie's Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool.
Seton, are you Bayern Munich?
No, I'm more of a Juventus guy.
Oh, Juventus. Yeah, I don't. And Fritzy doesn't know. I don't think
he
Fritzy. Yeah.
I like LAFC.
LAFC. LAFC.
There you go.
Yeah. You're going to talk to Will Ferrell about that in hour three, I imagine.
Yes,
right?
Yes, we will. Yes. Now he's a champion.
Joe, I'm sorry, Dan.
Thank you.
You take care.
All right. That's
adios.
Rich Eisen, NFL Network host. By the way, Seattle, Tampa, Rich with Michael Irvin. What is it? The Spielmacher?
The Spielmacher.
Spielmacher.
German for playmaker.
Playmaker.
Fantastic.
Steve Mariucci, Kurt Warner, Jamie Erdahl, and Sarah Walsh, and they will bring you that game 9:30 a.m. Eastern. That was a great appearance. Got some cameos there. Kurt Warner, Michael Irvin. Got a little atmosphere there. Tom Brady somewhere in the background there. What's the poll question we're going with hour two, Seton O'Connor?
Dan, let me update you on hour one. It's now over 40%. Jeff Saturday, the big surprising headline.
Okay.
Is that recency bias or is that truly shocking?
It's truly shocking.
It is.
Yes.
Truly shocking.
Truly shocking.
Yeah.
Do we have our World Cup? We have our soccer shirts available, Seton?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we have some World Cup shirts.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You can go to danpatrick.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are up there. There's like a World Series related one. There's a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. Do we have one right now that just says the word sneaky athletic on it that I'm particularly proud of?
I know. I got one of those and I thought, you know, I'm going to wear that.
Sneaky athletic.
You know? But I feel like I can relate to sneaky athletic.
Someone, a very mean-spirited person, by the way, suggested that we start doing a Ayahuasca is for Losers shirt, which that is just, come on.
Premature.
That's not necessary.
Yeah, but who's to say Rodgers didn't win with Ayahuasca
right.
in his personal life? maybe not his professional life.
Correct.
But, I mean, he might have had a win off-season and or off the field and a few losses on the
field. Not necessary.
No, it's not. Necessary. It's a Friday. It's a meat Friday. I didn't even get to what we're having today. And let me see. Tyler, the moderator, who is making the feast, said it's called white bean chicken chili and brats. All together now. Who has it better than we?
No brody.
Ah, okay. Bloop. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, NBC Football Night in America contributor. Yesterday, we had the Attorney General. In fact, before we get to Mike, let me play something from the Washington, D.C. Attorney General talking about the Commanders franchise.
We allege that the National Football League and its commissioner, Roger Goodell, Mr. Snyder, and the Commanders misled the public about what was being done to address the allegations of harassment and the toxic culture that the Commanders maintained. They did all of this to hide the truth, protect their images, and let the profits continue to roll.
It's Carl Racine. He's the Washington, D.C. Attorney General. Mike Florio joins us now. Why now? Why is this happening now, Mike?
Well, you know, it's a great question, Dan, because if the objective is to force Dan Snyder to sell the team, they're a couple weeks too late. He's already put the for sale sign in the front yard. But Racine investigated the team, and apparently there may be more next week as it relates to allegations of financial improprieties. That's to be determined. He was asked that question at the very end of the press conference. But this is overdue. Now, it's a creative and aggressive legal theory. It arises under the consumer protection laws of the District of Columbia, which are more easily applied to, for example, if you have a label on a tube of toothpaste that says does not include broken glass and there's broken glass in it, you've got a problem. They're arguing that there have been lies told about this product that is aggressively marketed to DC residents. It is a creative legal argument, but the idea is they've lied about the Beth Wilkinson investigation. 10 months. She got to the bottom of a lot of allegations. They brushed it under the rug. They came up with a flimsy excuse for keeping all of it secret. Basically, we've promised anonymity to some of the people who cooperated, so we must keep everything that was determined under wraps, which is nonsensical. You just change names. You cross out the names and you put in Jane Doe, John Doe, whoever. They're going to try to get to the bottom of this. And I fully support any effort to get to the bottom of this. We're all entitled to know exactly what Beth Wilkinson did and didn't conclude. And the league has done a great job of covering it up for the last year and a half.
And it's almost like a shotgun blast. You're including everybody in here. You got the commissioner. You got the NFL. Like, why is everybody involved or named in this civil suit?
Well, it's a standard approach anytime you file a civil lawsuit. You join anyone and everyone who potentially is involved in any way, shape, or form. And what you ideally like to set up, Dan, because I've been there on both sides of it, you want the defendants to start fighting with each other. And they start fighting with each other as the person filing a lawsuit. You just sit back and wait, because somebody's going to catch the blame here. Somebody's going down in flames here. And that's why I think it was so significant that the commanders have responded to this basically by saying, it's time for the truth to come out. We'll separate fact from fiction. That means they're not going to rely upon the procedural, technical arguments aimed at short-circuiting the whole process, which the NFL always does. And I guarantee you the NFL will file a motion to dismiss the entire case. There's no standing. The law is being misapplied. Anything but getting to the merits of the case. The commander's response from yesterday made me say, they got no problem with it. And Dan, really, why would they? He's going to sell the team anyway. What does he care at this point if this stuff comes out that creates more momentum for him to sell? It's already on the market.
Do you really believe Dan Snyder's going to sell?
Oh, yeah, I think he will. And he's going to get $7 billion. They're lining up already. I was told over the weekend that a half dozen credible majority owners with the money to buy the team easily had begun kicking tires on this. And this is a flagship NFL franchise, at least it should be. And the idea is once there's a new owner will be given the keys to the RFK site. Go ahead, build a state-of-the-art stadium there. That's something Dan Snyder is never going to be able to do. So I think he is going to do it. Now, with him, you can never rule out anything, but I think it's clearly pointing in that direction, and he's going to get far more than anyone has ever gotten for an NFL team.
Yeah, but I don't want to buy a team and inherit the problems that are still there. I mean, it was systemic, and I don't know, like, what is going to be left over if I go, if I'm Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z and I go in and buy this, what am I buying? What am I getting that goes along with a football team?
Well, and that's part of the negotiation, Dan, that happens anytime a company is acquired by a new purchaser. It's part of the due diligence process. You look over everything. You identify all potential liabilities, and you figure out ahead of time who's responsible. Am I buying your problem, or are you keeping your problem? Are you responsible for these lawsuits that have been filed, or am I? Because if I am, that affects the purchase price. So I think that can be easily handled. When you're talking about $7 billion changing hands, these cases, and financially, this new lawsuit, drop in the bucket. It's nothing. It's nothing. And it's of no concern to the new ownership whatsoever. Now, there could be other issues that become a problem for whoever owns the asset, but those are things that you would all figure out as part of the negotiation that leads to the final purchase price.
Why $7 billion?
Sounds good. Nice round number. I thought it was going to be between 5 and 6, but there were multiple reports over the weekend he's looking for 7. And Dan, when you're talking about an NFL franchise, I think the balance sheets and the calculated book value, all that goes out the window. These are assets that are continuously going up in value. And it's just a matter of time before that $7 billion team is worth 8 or 9 or 10. I mean, Snyder will have flipped something he paid $750 million for into $7 billion in 23 years. Not to mention all the money he's made throughout the past 23 years. But these things keep going up and up and up. The gambling revenue from the proliferation of the legalization of sports betting has helped. But someone told me a couple of years ago, before too long, the average random run-of-the-mill team is going to be worth between $8 and $10
billion. Talking to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, the commissioner in the crosshairs, in, you know, exposure-wise?
Here's where it's a potential problem for the commissioner. Now, there's a lot of ifs here, but bear with me as I sound this out. The argument fundamentally is that the Beth Wilkinson investigation was completely covered up by the powers that be. And I remember at the time thinking, well, why are they trying to help Dan Snyder? Nobody likes Dan Snyder. The owners don't. He's not a popular figure. He's probably one of the most unpopular owners the league's ever had. They're trying to help themselves because they didn't want to create a precedent where disgruntled employee makes the right complaint at the right time. It gets traction. The league feels compelled to have an investigation. And then an investigator shows up and starts looking under rocks and in corners and you find things. And then you get another owner that's got to sell the team before you know it. I think they deliberately hid this information because they don't want to create a standard that gets applied in the future to other owners. And if once we start investigating depositions, people under oath, documents being reviewed, text messages that were casually sent without anyone ever thinking that anyone's ever going to see what was sent on that text message. If they uncover, you know, the old cover up is worse than the crime, the old Watergate standard. If they uncover a deliberate effort by the NFL to concoct a phony ass story for keeping all this stuff under wraps, that's when people at 345 Park Avenue need to be concerned. So Snyder's already selling the team. You can't do anything more to him than he's already chosen to do to himself. But if they can show that the league came up with this strategy for hiding this evidence to benefit the league and to protect the other owners, that's when people who are sitting in that office suite in Manhattan are going to have to start sweating out what may happen to them.
Mike, have a great weekend. Thank you, as always.
See you, Dan. Great talking to you.
That's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host and contributor to NBC Football Night in America. Whew. Well, we'll see. We'll see what comes out of this. But if Daniel Snyder is selling, great. But what is going to be unearthed in this process here leading up to that? A couple of phone calls in here. Shane in North Carolina. Hi, Shane. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
First time, long time, 5'10", 200. I just want to say I'm honored. Thank y'all for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, being I'm a veteran and I am getting married today, do I automatically have the green light for cake to her face?
Oh, I wouldn't do cake. Nope. Don't do it, Shane.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Nope.
So wait a minute. What are you saying?
Nope. No cake to your bride's face. Nope. This is her day. This is her mom's day. This is somebody who has planned this. She wants to look great. Hair and makeup. Do not do the cake to the face. Yeah, Mark.
It is the stupidest thing I see at weddings. It's the dumbest thing I see at weddings. Like, oh, that's funny. No, that's not funny. None of that is funny. It is so stupid. Don't ever do that. Sorry, guys.
Also, I'm finding that you don't have the bouquet, garter, and the cutting the cake anymore. It feels like all of that stuff is like, oh, wait, I think I went to 7 weddings this summer. Not one did they go, oh, we're going to cut the cake. It was like, you cutting the cake, and all of a sudden you got a slice of cake right in front of you. You go, oh, we missed it. And they're like, no, they didn't do anything. They just had somebody start cutting the cake. And the bouquet, I never understood the garter. Like, whatever. But no No cake to the face. Don't do that. Yeah, Paul.
I'm bothered as someone who loves cake. You know, I mean, the bride as well. Yeah. But that is a disaster. No, I haven't seen that in years.
Can't do it. Yeah. Cannot do it.
The other thing at weddings, you ever see those wedding videos like wedding fails? There's always someone who tries to overdance and they end up taking someone down. They're trying to do like a backflip or swing someone around. And they start a fire near, you know. You can go look at YouTube. I can find 100 of them.
Start a fire.
There's like an uncle who thinks he could dance like he did in 82 to whatever he's listened to.
Yeah. I was at a wedding. I think it might have been August. And there was a guy who was putting on a show. You know, they were doing like the Cajun two-step. They were doing every dance, and they're out there. You know where you flip the girl over, you know, your back? He did all those things. And I said, my wife goes, do you want to go dance? I go, no, not with that guy out there with his wife. And I said, you know what? But karma's a bee. And all of a sudden, the guy tried to do like the worm and smashed his face on the dance floor. And I might have laughed just a little bit. I might have. And then I went, oh, my gosh. You know, one of those things.
Somebody get him a towel for that blood.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
If the last time you did a move was the 80s, don't bring it back.
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danette. Happy Meat Friday.
Yeah.
Just want to say happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. I'm including my son, who's stationed in Pendleton, Cody LaBelle. He's a Marine. But also, hey, I got my Panini Reebok shoes in. Those things are sweet. They come with a couple special little things inside the package, like a little pack of Reebok cards, I believe. I haven't opened it. But anyways, if any sneakerheads out there, get you a pair. I had a question for you, Dan.
All right.
My Carolina Panthers, how about them Panthers winning last night? That was a great game. Do you think the NFC South will be won by a losing record?
I'm going to hold out hope that the Buccaneers will have 9 wins. But they're 4-5 right now. I'd have to look at what their schedule is coming up. But I would hope that we would have... I don't want to have an 8-9 going in there. Yeah, Paul.
Every team in the NFC South has been outscored for the entire season, unlike they're under. You know, the AFC South isn't much better. The Titans and Colts have been outscored. The Texans have been outscored. The only team to outscore their opponents on the season are the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are 3-6.
Steve in Amarillo. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, let's have an idea for your story.
Okay.
You guys could start selling autographed scripts from each show.
Autographed scripts?
That's very funny. That's really funny. Imagine if we did like fake scripts. Or, I mean, because we can't sell our real ones, obviously.
Yeah, we need the show is scripted. Oh,
yeah, he's making a joke about the show being scripted.
Okay.
That's actually really funny.
I can't believe people thought that this is all scripted. And I go, no, that wouldn't be any fun.
Can you imagine just all of this dialogue? Good God.
I mean, there are shows that are scripted, but, you know, they're playing to their strengths. That's not what we do. We're still trying to find our strength. Yeah, Paulie.
You know, I'll tell you, I would like to see a transcript of this show sometimes. Sometimes there's a segment we do, and we talk about Hooters, and we talk about this thing and that. And I was like, man, I would love to see that transcribed and see how I would look in a script form.
Well, it would be the mind of a deranged person, right? I would think, that would come up with this. Like, oh, my God, that guy can't stay on one topic. Hello? That guy can't focus. Hello. That guy has some memory loss. Hello. That guy has ADHD. Hello. Yes.
Seton, poll question. John in Tampa, you're on the line. Paul, what's that stat?
Yeah.
Todd, who's our guest? Marvin, you got something?
I know. Okay. I did that to Seton morning. What? I asked him a question. He was giving me an answer, and then I went to a phone call, I think. And then I go, Seton, what do you have for it? Well, as I was saying before.
Wow.
I know. Welcome to my world. My poor wife. Be like, I brought up like these non sequiturs at dinner the other night. She goes, can we pick a topic? And, you know, can you stay on one topic? I said, yeah, I thought I was. No, that's four topics in about 7 minutes. I go, okay, yeah, Paul.
You also do a thing in the morning where you walk in and you start a conversation as if the conversation has been going on and you just pick up the next time. You walked in this morning and, you know, I don't need a lot of pleasantries. You know, we see each other for 20 years every day. But you walked in, you're like, the door opens. I go, hey, man. You go, you know, Robert Sarver, he had to sell the team. He can't. He really didn't have a choice to sell the team. And
I know.
It was like we were in the middle of a conversation last night.
I did.
And you took a 9-hour pause and just picked it right back up.
Yeah, I open the door. Polly's making breakfast. And I go, hey, not all of those guys had to sell their teams. And Polly goes, what? And I go.
But I jumped right into it because I know you.
Yeah. Because we had a conversation last night, a text conversation, and we were talking about teams, franchises that could be up for sale, and maybe it's not a coincidence. Maybe this has to do with, you know, the markets coming up next year and kind of getting out when you can get out. You can make, you know, $4 billion instead of $3.5 billion. Yes, Todd.
So it's just like a 9-10 hour pause between last night's text and the conversation this
pretty
morning.
Much. And I could have just given him a thumbs up, as I always do, or a smiley face. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Actor, comedian, producer, former Saturday Night Live cast member, and now champion. Will Ferrell joining us. Champ. Oh, I like it. I like it. Congratulations. Congratulations. Did you cry?
Thank you.
Did you cry?
I cried multiple times. Yeah. There's a lot of tears. Partly because I kept spilling my beer.
Okay.
But no, a lot of exhausting overtime game into penalty kicks. Christian Bale, the power of the man bun coming through in the, I don't know, what, last minute of extra time. Yeah. It was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, MLS champ, just to let you know, LAFC. And you got a lot of celebrity friends, fans who showed up there. Give us an idea who was on the guest list.
Sure. Magic Johnson was there. Your good friend, Justin Bieber.
Yep.
you're tight. I know you're tight with Jay Biebs, Dan.
Yeah.
We had a Wiz Khalifa.
Of course.
Of course. When you think soccer, you think Wiz Khalifa. And Mia Hamm, you know, is part of the ownership group. Nomar. Yeah, it was a Sia is a regular fan.
Oh.
She wears an entirely gold dress.
Okay.
Every game, because we're black and gold, our yeah. colors. Our colors.
Okay,
colors
but game. When you started this, first of all, how'd you start it, and what were your expectations?
I was kind of brought into the group from literally one of the main partners. We were dads at the same school, and we would always, we talk soccer in the morning at, you know, drop-off with the kids, and he had sent me an email saying, give me a call. There's something, you know, I think you might be really interested in being involved with. And they talked about how they're starting a second MLS team in Los Angeles. Obviously the Galaxy has been around for a while. And that, but the trick, the thing was they're going to build a soccer only stadium just outside of downtown LA. And I thought, oh, that's going to be the key right there. And they were going to be, it was going to be what we would consider more of a modern state-of-the-art state with food and beverage and restaurants and hospitality suites and all the stuff that a lot of the MLS stadiums didn't really have. So all of that coming together, I thought, oh, I'll totally be involved with this.
What do you get as a owner for winning the championship?
I don't know. I don't know as of yet. I don't know if I got to drink out of the cup.
Yeah. What was in the cup? What was in there?
I think there was probably some beer and champagne. Maybe the sweat of Wiz Khalifa.
Are you thinking about maybe playing a couple of minutes one time? Let's say you're up 7-0, as we like to say in soccer, and
yes.
Could you insert yourself as the owner into the game?
I would have to look at the bylaws. That's a good question. I guess I would have to. I would technically have to be signed to a contract, right? I couldn't just run down on the field.
Yeah.
So maybe, yeah, maybe there's some sort of, you know, kind of provisionary contract where I could at any point, if needed, run onto the field for a 2-minute spurt.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, sometimes there's the emergency goalie in hockey and they get somebody out of the stands or equipment guy.
That would be the model.
I would love that.
Yeah.
By the way, the full introduction, Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds have a new movie. It's a Christmas movie called Spirited, and it premieres in theaters today. What a coincidence. We're having you on and the movie comes out today.
Great. It's great timing.
Wow. Okay.
You guys are so good at that.
It's in theaters today and streaming on Apple TV Plus next Friday, November 18th. Right. This feels like it's a musical?
It is. Okay. It's full on singing and dancing. I think you'll be proud of me, Dan. I really went for it this time.
Well, let me hear you sing.
Not my usual laid back self. I went for it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're usually very subtle.
I'm usually, I'm the master of subtlety.
But didn't you start in musical theater as a child?
I never did any of that stuff. I didn't begin acting till after college. So this was a huge step up. This is like serious songs written by Pasek and Paul, who did the music for La La Land and Greatest Showman. And so when they presented the demos of the songs, Ryan and I were clear, like, you know, we can carry a tune, but don't make it too hard. And then they wrote these songs that were incredibly complex. It was like, you guys, what are you doing? How are we going to do this? And they were like, don't worry, we're going to coach you up and you guys will do it. And it's it came out really good. I'm very proud of it.
Is there going to be kind of a Bradley Cooper, A Star Is Born feel to your performance here?
I'm not going to lie to you. No, there won't be that. I did read one review that said, this one kind of emotional number I had said it was Josh Groban-esque.
Wow.
So I got that.
Okay. I didn't think you read reviews.
I don't usually. I just got sent it from a friend who said, hey, this one was kind of nice.
Give me the worst review that you remember on one of your best movies or one of your most popular ones.
I do. I'm trying to remember. It's happened a number of times for movies that were, I mean, what the classic one was Step Brothers. And I think it was Roger Ebert who said, I'm begging you, all of this, anyone reading this, do not see this movie. Do not buy it on DVD. Do not support this type of filmmaking. This basically the end of Western civilization.
Paulie, do you have the review?
I absolutely do. And okay. Will's quoting it almost verbatim. He begs people not to see the movie, like a personal favor.
How does that not hurt?
Well, we had once they reach critical mass on the positive side, then you can, as a treat, dive into the negative ones because you realize those are just outliers. So it doesn't hurt when it, you know, the ledger is higher on the more positive side. But I did one of the crazier reviews, though. I was reading a review of Carell, Steve Carell, when he did 40-Year-Old Virgin. And I thought, oh, Steve's a buddy. I remember him talking about this premise on the set of Anchorman. And that sounded like such a funny movie. I thought, oh, here's the review. I want to read. The reviewer goes out of her way to cite me in the first two paragraphs of how much she hates me. And that she thought his movie would be similar. She's like, it was not anything like the real. It's so good.
Wait, and so you made him look better because the movie didn't resemble anything you would do.
And I'm not in 40-Year-Old Virgin at all, but she dedicates the top two paragraphs to how much she can't stand anything I do. So that was a classic.
But a lot of people say they don't read reviews.
Yeah, no, I truly don't, for the most part.
Does your wife read them and then says, you don't want to hear this one?
Yeah, she'll peruse it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she'll go, yeah.
How do you hang around Ryan Reynolds without laughing? Like, when you're doing these scenes, it just feels like, are you guys ever honest with each other, like real people to each other, or... You're Will Ferrell, he's Ryan Reynolds, you're celebrities.
No, I mean, that was kind of the great part of working with Ryan and not having worked with him before. We both enjoy kind of, you know, off camera, really kind of having, dare I say, heartfelt conversations about family and life and that sort of thing.
Oh.
But at the same time, we love doing the bits on set. So it was good, but he's like, yeah, he's devastatingly quick, fun, bright guy.
The movie, the Christmas movie Spirited, premieres in theaters today, starts streaming on Apple TV Plus. That's next Friday. It's Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. The Danettes each have a question, if you would indulge them.
You know what, though, Dan, we've got to, I have more information on the Dublin trip. We're still planning on going, right?
Yes. Yes. Late August. I'd like to go when Navy plays Notre Dame.
Yes.
I talked to NBC.
Okay.
I think that, and I'd like to maybe open this up to our audience. Maybe we could have a group because that would go with us.
It's become similar to the storyline in Old School where we start a fraternity, obviously. I'm getting like dads at my school coming up to me in the parking lot. Hey, is that thing happening? Are you really going to Dublin? Like no wives? Can I get in on that?
Yep.
So that's starting to happen, number one.
Yep.
Number two, if I remember correctly, you guys had on your short list of other celebrities that you'd like to show up, one Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Turns out she's a mom at our school. So I've got to try to make contact to recruit her, I think.
What if you just ran into her car accidentally? And then you trade information.
Great. That's it. I'll do that. Okay.
So the Danettes have question each. Who wants to go first here? Todd. Todd, Fritzy's going to go first. Your question for Will Ferrell.
Okay. I'm looking at a bio from Britannica. It says, Ferrell grew up in suburban Irvine, where he played varsity football and drew laughs for reading the high school's morning announcements in a variety of voices. I want to know, is that true? And what was your favorite voice? How'd you come up with those characters for your high school comedy?
Oh, that was all true. The various voices is a little, that's a bit of a stretch. I think I did an Irish accent once making fun of like Irish Spring soap commercial.
Hmm.
You guys remember Irish Spring?
Yes, I do.
Fresh and clean as a whistle.
Yeah. You're strong as an axe. Annie.
By the way, is that a hotel room you're in?
Yeah, I'm in a hotel room.
Yeah.
I usually live in a hotel.
Yeah.
I only live weekends or at the home with the family.
You. Seton, what's your question for Will Ferrell? Hello.
When you were, say, like 12 years old, what was the funniest movie you'd ever seen? Or what was your like sense of humor there? What was just the movie that you were like, this is the best?
12 years old.
Maybe 15.
I'm going to probably say roughly in that zone, 48 Hours, Nick Nolte, Eddie Murphy.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. And Animal House kind of blew my mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You met Eddie Murphy?
I've met him once.
Was that
he? It was great. We only said a couple, but he thought I was funny. So I'll take it. Yeah.
Marv.
Could have been lying to me.
He could have.
Yeah.
Yeah. But did you say, do you think I'm funny? Like, did you make it off?
I opened with, oh my God, Eddie Murphy, do you think I'm funny? Yeah.
So it felt like he was obligated to say.
And he went, yeah, I guess so.
Marv, your question for Will Ferrell.
Is there a movie that you passed up on that sometimes you're just like, damn, I wish I would have taken that?
There is a movie that I kind of semi passed on, but I ended up being in it, and it still benefited me. But originally, Vince asked me to do Owen's part in Wedding Crashers, and I was like, I don't know. I frankly didn't think the other part was as good as his, and then they called me to do the meatloaf guy. I came up with all that meatloaf stuff. So it's still, but yeah, that was one where I was like, oh, that, I don't know what I was thinking on that one, even though Owen's very good.
But so you said you came up with your lines when you're Chaz, you're the meatloaf.
Yeah,
line.
A lot of that yelling back at the mom. Yeah. And I don't know what she does back there. And that was just, I just kind of riffed that day.
Now, do you make that agreement with Will or you make that with Vince where you go, hey, can I just come up with my lines? And then he goes, all right, go off and play in the sandbox.
Oh, I mean, there was that stretch there where we all did cameos in each other's films. And that was everyone had the green light to just please do whatever you want to do and we'll sort it out later. So that was just an unspoken rule between all of us.
Did you get to keep the car as Frank the Tank? Is that something that you would ask?
The Red Dragon?
Yeah.
I didn't think to ask that.
Okay.
But I do have, I think I wore them into.
You wore the shoes.
I wore the green shoes. I have those.
Yeah, I've seen those. But I didn't know if you got the car.
I would have been too afraid to ask for something like that. Yeah.
Because Kevin Costner got the Mustang in Bull Durham.
I thought you were going to say Kevin Costner kept some of the horses from Dances with Wolves.
He kept two of them.
Two of them.
Paulie, your question for Will Ferrell.
Will, I've read that during SNL, Lorne Michaels, the executive producer, really doesn't like it when cast members break character or laugh at each other's stuff. How hard is that to not do? And did it happen to you? Did it happen to others? How big of a deal was that at SNL?
I don't remember being such a big deal, but it was kind of the unwritten rule. Like you tried not to break, but I loved trying to capsize everyone else. So that was, there was a sketch that Rachel Dratch and I used to do the lovers sketch. We're always in a hot tub and we're these weird professors who were overly sexual. And, I had a break there cause I had a huge beard so I could laugh and hide it underneath this beard. But I was always going after Jimmy Fallon or whoever the guest host was to try to get
them
to go.
Everybody gets Fallon.
That's day one stuff there.
Yeah. But you miss.
But I don't remember anyone being reprimanded, like stop cracking up.
Do you miss that though? That improvisational or the live part of it? I mean, that's as close as you get to doing theater.
I miss it sometimes. You miss it more right when you have left the show. But the times that I've come back to host, I realize, this is, you definitely have to have, you definitely have to be in shape with how quickly that show moves and the hours the last time I hosted, I was like, how did I ever do that? I don't remember how I ever did this before.
Well, the hours, you can't have a family and I don't know how people stay on it for as long as they do or have.
It's, you know, you get the whole summer off. It's one of the few kind of jobs in New York, if you want to live in New York. So I think you weigh those things.
Well, good luck with the movie. Spirited premieres in theaters today. It's Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. Actually, it feels like it's Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
Well, I mean, you should do it alphabetical. Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. But if I had Ryan Reynolds on, then I'd have to go Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
You probably should keep it alphabetical.
And good luck with, Jennifer Garner. It's not Gardner. As you had her name wrong the last time you were on.
Jennifer Gardner.
Gardner, yeah. Yes. And just a fender bender and say, hi, I'm so sorry. I'd like to make it up to you. Would you like to go to Dublin with me and 100 guys at the end of August? Who could pass that up?
Perfect. It's a perfect invite. Yeah.
And that sounds like a movie. Jennifer Gardner.
Gardner.
Yeah. And you go to Dublin after a fender bender.
Done.
And live happily ever after.
Shoot it all in Ireland. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
I'm going to be in touch because we will plan this.
And I've got my marching orders now.
Yes. And if Paul Rudd wants to join us, he can.
Oh, we can get Rudd for sure.
Wiz Khalifa.
Okay. That will be.
No. If we need to spark up, we can spark up.
Yeah, exactly.
Justin Bieber.
Yep.
Biebs could join us.
Magic. We'll see if Magic wants to.
Yeah. But, go through your Rolodex here.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Ryan would have a great time. He'd have a lovely time. He could hop over after visiting Wrexham.
Wrexham. Yeah.
Short hop.
I like this. This is metastasizing.
Exactly. That's the right term.
Good luck with the movie.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Champion, Will Ferrell. Hashtag champion.
That's the right word.
Half the time.
I got friends who say, hey, you know, this is real. Like, people want to go on this trip. And I said, no, we're trying to do a trip late August to Dublin, Notre Dame and Navy, and maybe we can get a group together. Maybe I get a, you know, kind of a tour group together, and we go. Guinness gets involved in it. You go to the football game, spend a couple of days in Dublin. But we flirted with this, but I would love to try to do this. I think it would be great. Could we do a couple of shows over there? That's important. But if we can do that, got to figure out how to maybe cover all the cost here. But other than that,
credit cards. Put on our credit cards.
Yeah, yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.